Shifting to local government, San Diego's City Council completed adoption of the fiscal year 2027 budget on June 9th in a 7-2 vote, with council members Jennifer Campbell and Vivian Moreno dissenting. After facing a potential deficit of $118 to $146 million, the final budget largely restores funding that had been on the chopping block.
Libraries, recreation centers, and community programs that faced cuts in earlier drafts are back in the budget, which represents a significant victory for residents who packed council chambers during budget hearings. But the underlying financial challenges haven't disappeared.
The city still carries a structural deficit of approximately $15.3 million that's projected to grow to around $30 million next year. Part of that stems from a settlement requiring a reduction in trash fees and loss of parking revenue at Balboa Park. These aren't one-time costs. They represent ongoing revenue challenges.
One particularly contentious debate centered on a $2 million contract for automated license plate readers. Some council members wanted to cancel that contract to free up money for library and recreation funding. Police Chief Scott Wall defended the ALPR program as one of the department's most vital tools, especially given ongoing staffing shortages.
That ALPR debate reflects broader tensions about priorities during budget constraints. Do you invest in technology to help understaffed departments work more efficiently, or do you prioritize direct community services? The council ultimately kept the ALPR funding while finding other ways to restore community programs.
Meanwhile, the County Board of Supervisors deadlocked 2-2 on a transparency measure that would have required public notices, advance agendas, recordings, and public access to materials for their ad hoc subcommittees. Supervisor Joel Anderson and Jim Desmond voted in favor. Paloma Aguirre and Monica Montgomery Stepp voted against.
This is fundamentally about whether two supervisor subcommittees should be subject to California's Brown Act open meeting requirements. The county argues these ad hoc subcommittees aren't legally required to be public, but Anderson's proposal would have made them transparent anyway.
The measure returns to the board on June 25th, unless rescheduled. What's interesting is that this 2-2 deadlock suggests the missing fifth supervisor, presumably Tara Lawson Remmer, could be the deciding vote when she returns.
Supervisor Anderson's proposal includes requiring 72-hour advance notice for subcommittee meetings, providing public access to materials, and maintaining recordings. These are basic transparency measures that many municipalities already follow voluntarily, even when not legally required.
The board did find consensus on one item, formally declaring June as Pride Month for San Diego County, commending San Diego Pride, the LGBT Community Center, and other LGBTQ+ serving organizations. That passed without the controversy surrounding the transparency measure.
The contrast is telling. Ceremonial proclamations pass easily, while governance transparency measures deadlock. It suggests deeper philosophical differences about how open county government should be when conducting the public's business.